Pentecost. Rejoice in the Lord from Acts and Philippians and John. 50 days after Passover, known as the Day of Pentecost, is a celebration of the greatest festival of the church. The first disciples gathered with about 120 total followers as they celebrated the festival of weeks, of thanksgiving for the grain harvest and God's covenant handed down on Mount Sinai. This is the time to give back to God what God has given us. The disciples are in Jerusalem for Pentecost, the Jewish festival of weeks, or Shabbat. Falling 50 days after Passover, this is a festival of thanksgiving for the grain harvest, according to Exodus 34, Leviticus 23, and Deuteronomy 16, a celebration of God's covenant handed down at Sinai. It is a day for recalling the powerful, gracious, life-giving presence of God. It is God's Spirit, not restricted by human will or desire. We cannot drive the Spirit or stop its force any more than we can control a hurricane squall. We cannot catch it, contain it, control it, or confine it. The Holy Spirit meets us where we are. God does not teach us a new language, but speaks the language we speak. God meets us in our own language, even in our differences. God comes to us all. The major festival of Pentecost, and we need to think about it in that way, we need to see our neighbors for whom they are, with different languages, foods, and traditions. The Jews, called by God in a special calling, are promised special covenants to be a great nation. God promised them land and blessed them to be a blessing to all nations, and God would give them a great name. The Jews wanted a great name, but with that comes great responsibility. We bear God's name as we live, and we call on the name of the Lord in all things. God meets us. The name we want is to be called children of God. In our baptism, God adopted us into the Holy Spirit. That same Spirit appeared to the first disciples like a flame and in the roaring wind. On this day of Pentecost, we will remember those first followers of God's only Son, Jesus. But more than that, we will look forward to the work of God's followers here today. We will go to the ends of the earth with the help of the Spirit of God who is in us. It is your mind and your spirit, the Ruach, the breath and the wind of God, the spirit of all living creatures that leads, helps, and teaches us. We are your children. You are our God. And you come to us in Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit to open the gate of our righteousness. Breathe on us your Ruach, so we too can live in the Spirit of God. Amen. Let us pray. God of Spirit, we give thanks that when you sent your advocate, the apostles were empowered to speak about your deeds of power in languages for every people. Give us boldness to share the Spirit's power with our neighbors. We call on your Spirit, asking all things in the name of Jesus Christ, the open gate. Amen.